Today's episode is sponsored by Glory and Shine, offering lotions, soap bars, lip balms, beard care, and much, much more. All of their products are natural, wholesome, and prayerfully designed and crafted to inspire the Catholic faithful during everyday acts of life and to promote prayer, meditation on scripture, and Marian devotion. For 10% off your entire order, use promotional code RUA at checkout, and please check out the link in the show notes. Today's episode is also sponsored by Pray More Novenas. This Lent, we can't recommend enough the PrayMoreRetreat.org. This online retreat will help you meditate on the Lord's passion, death, and resurrection. Everything is online and at your own pace, and you can find the time to listen to the 5 inspiring speakers and 19 total talks. Each talk comes with a video, study guide, transcript, so you can use it alone or with others. This retreat, most importantly, helps you to focus your eyes on the Lord and transform your prayer life this Lent. To sign up, please visit PrayMoreRetreat.org. Thank you, listeners, for supporting these incredible Catholic businesses. Here is today's story. Teresa Zoe Williams is a freelance writer with bylines at Epic Pew, Femme Catholic, Catholic Singles, among others. She's contributed to the books The Catholic Hipster Handbook, The Next Level, and Epic Saints, Wild, Wonderful, and Weird Stories of God's Heroes. She blogs at Pathos at Contemplatio Culture. I'm so sorry if I got that wrong, Teresa. And her personal blog, Principesa Meets the World, and can be found mostly on Twitter at Teresa Zoe. Listeners, we ask that you sit with us, pray with us, and learn with us as we listen to Teresa's story of faith on our shared journey to the cross.
My husband slipped a t-shirt on over his head as I also changed into clothes for the day. This particular t-shirt of his, though, he's had since high school, almost 2 decades, and it still fits him just fine. I looked at my own clothes and thought of the difference. Mine were new since giving birth a month or so prior. It struck me how different the male and female bodies are, or at least in my case, how differently they change. I have absolutely no clothes from when I was a teenager, and only 2 or 3 pieces of clothes I had in college. In fact, since getting married 8-plus years ago, my wardrobe has changed several times, as my body has changed several times. My body was one way when I got married, which was slightly bigger than when I left college, which was softer and bigger than when I graduated high school. And then I became pregnant with our first child. Of course my body changed then. I gave birth to our daughter and could wear pre-pregnancy clothes again, although those clothes fit me differently than they had before that transformation, and I still needed to invest in new ones. Then I became pregnant with our second child, and my body changed again, and more rapidly. After the birth of our son, my body didn't even shed all of the pregnancy weight like it had the first time around. There was some stubborn weight that decided it wanted to cling tightly to me no matter what I tried, so I let it. I was healthy otherwise, so a few extra pounds didn't bother me. I could run and play with my kids and go up and down the stairs a million times a day without getting winded. My body was doing what it was designed to do, and I was at peace with it. After being in that plateau for 5 years, becoming pregnant again was almost a treat. It was fun to watch how my body changed as it accommodated the new life within me. I relished each moment, knowing that, more likely than not, this would be my last time to experience these changes. My pregnant body lent me more confidence than usual, as the realization that my body was undertaking an amazing work allowed me to see past the swelling belly and pants that no longer fit and ankles that are there somewhere. I loved my pregnant body, even if it did come with its own set of challenges. And then it was over. I gave birth to my baby a week early, and my body was no longer doing that incredible work. Then I lost all of the pregnancy weight within 2 weeks, helped in large part to hemorrhaging after giving birth, but still. All my pre-pregnancy clothes, this time, fit me just as they had before. And I mourned this loss. My body would never do that again. I went to a local moms group I'm part of at 1 month postpartum. It was so good to be around women I love and who love me and whose bodies have all gone through these miraculous and mundane changes, just like me. One woman commented on how great I looked and that she couldn't believe I was in skinny jeans already. She meant well, and I took it as she intended, but inside I was crying. "You don't know how important my pregnant body was to me," I wanted to shout. Or, "I'm sad that I'll never experience this again." How do you adequately tell someone that you love the body you have while also mourning the one you'll never have again, even if that's against societal norms? I should be glad I lost the weight so quickly. I should be ecstatic that my body is back to normal. I know so many others who really struggle with these things, and I try not to take advantage of what I've been given. But saying goodbye to part of my body and part of my life is difficult. I try to be gentle with myself, allow myself to grieve without guilt for this part of me that's gone. I'm gentle with others when they're clearly trying to be uplifting, while also being vulnerable with them. That's the great thing about bodies. They allow us to encounter each other and connect with each other in a multitude of ways. Bodies are simply miraculous. And that's what healed my heart and my vision. My body is miraculous no matter how it looks. With my body, I encounter other bodies, other people. With my body, I caress my infant and embrace my children and husband. With my body, I walk and breathe and eat and clean and work and rest. With my body, I feel emotions, think of stories and articles, make mundane shopping lists. Yes, I still deal with a body that fails. Between chronic back pain and chronic illness, I simply can't do all that I used to do. But through each season of my life, my body has adapted, and I've adapted, to do the most miraculous thing of all. Live. I will never again fit into my high school soccer uniform. I'll never fit into the gray corduroy pants I bought in college again. The plaid maternity tunic I bought for family pictures this fall is folded in a corner, awaiting a buyer in a local buy-sell group. Each of these versions of my body were wonderful and good and brought me through the times I needed them to bring me through. My body has always been and will always be good. And I will love it no matter what. This is peace. I love every body I come in contact with, because each body is doing the remarkable work of keeping that person alive. And that's a miracle. Bodies are good because God made them, and He gave us bodies as part of making us in His image and likeness. I love my body even more because of this truth, and I love God even more for the gift that is my body. It is okay for us to mourn the body we used to have, or to strive for the body we want and to live in pursuit of that. The body is a good thing, and we should feel more than good about the ones we've been given. But that body is carrying you around this world, no matter its faults or flaws, and that makes it incredible. Loving your neighbor as yourself starts with loving yourself. So be gentle with you and rejoice in you, and then rejoice in the bodies and persons of those around you, because you are incredible too.
Brought me here to the shores of your
by Carol Hauslander. By your heaviness and fear at Gethsemane, comfort the oppressed and those who are afraid. By your loneliness facing the passion while the apostles slept, comfort those who face evil alone while the world sleeps. By your persistent prayer in anguish of anticipation, strengthen those who shrink from the unknown. By your humility, Lord, taking the comfort of angels, give us grace to help and to be helped by one another and in one another to comfort you, Jesus Christ. Amen.